Okay. We will do the salutation to pay respect to Tripa Jema. Compose your mind, develop the sadha, virya, then pay respect mindfully. Arahang sama sambuto bhagava buddhang bhagavantang abhivademi. Suakato bhagavata dhammo Dhammang namasami. Supatipanno bhagavato savakasangho sanghang namami. Okay, you can be seated. Then we'll continue from where we stop. After 2:30, yeah, when the Sifu come, we will have to get ourselves prepared. First, we will pay respect to Sifu. Eh? Then after that, I will express our on behalf of Kayamitas. We'll express our gratitude and thanks towards the temple management and Sifu for allowing us to use this way place for the fourth year in a row. Yeah? And this way place is very conducive. That's why we like to thank them. And we would like to actually show our expression of gratitude and thank in the usual way by actually making an offering. We tend to donate 10,214 ringgit towards the temple for whatever maintenance, renovation, or whatever usage that Sifu and the management of the temple deem appropriate. Then after that, we may request for forgiveness from Sifu or the temple people for any misbehavior or any wrongdoing, whether knowingly or unknowingly. Then we pay our respect. Then after that, maybe very likely, Suyang got souvenir to give in there. Or this year don't have. Okay. But we got red packet to make offering to all the Sufu they are there. Suyang? And the abbot. So after that, maybe we take a group photograph with him, as usual, so as to express our thanks. Sifu will normally take photograph with us, yeah. Then we can have an official one. Okay, that's just to prepare you all. Then also tonight, get ready. We are closing ceremony. After I brief you all to do all the things, then we have a sharing and introduction by the yogi one by one. Whatever you want to share and whatever you want to report, you can. But at least introduce yourself, understand? Then let us know if there's anything that we can do to improve this retreat in future year. Then whatever experience that you have is good feedback for other people. Then sometimes if it's something that you have benefited, it will give a lot of what they call confidence or faith to new people, to future people. So this is what we will do. So you try to give it a contemplation, reflection as what you want to share. It's up to you. You got nothing to share, very easy. Introduce yourself, your name, where you come from, and how you come to the retreat. Enough. After that, you say you got nothing to share. Okay? But if you really got something, you felt that you want to express it out, you can, no problem. Huh? Then also, tonight we would like to thank all the organizers, huh? The people who have helped out in one way or another, huh? To make this retreat a success. It's not so straightforward, no. There's a lot of work that goes in. You ask Suyani, you know, he balanced the meal also, change here, change there, the transport also. So not easy. And I think many Kayamita, the organizers, how many of them got 20? Oh, see, 20 organizers to organize this retreat. And everyone have to do a lot of work. But that's how the Kayamita is willing to sacrifice for the good of the many, because they felt that this is something very beneficial and they are willing to volunteer and do all this. Yeah. So you should thank them for what they have done. So all this gives rise to a condition for you to rejoice, express your thanks, your gratitude. And by doing all this, you know what will happen to you? Your heart will open up. You will develop a lot of understanding. If you have gratitude towards people who has helped you in one way or another, you will be different. Give me a minute. My brother call. I just take the call. Sorry for the interruption. Huh? My younger brother called me. Okay. Where was I? Oh, gratitude. Well, now I know. Somebody point to the heart. So, learning how to express your gratitude, your thanks, your sincerity, your contentment, and learn to appreciate what people have done for you and life, it will open up your heart. And this is how Dhamma can go in. When you have goodness, kindness, virtue, understanding, this is where the Dhamma is. In your heart, after you meditate, cultivate, become more egoic, more sensitive in a negative sense, understand not? Small thing cannot tolerate. Then have a lot of discrimination. These people never meditate one. These people heedless one, simply say things. I tell you, you got all this, you better go and check your meditation. Means you cannot accept them for what they are. Then so egoic, everything, these people, that people, but they themselves cannot see. So your inner defilement, your inner conceit, your inner what they call personality, character, whether they have the evil root or not, you never check. Your mental intention, your conditioning, your views, your opinion, and the way you see things, you don't have proper right speech, right action, right thought, and right understanding of life. So if you lack all this, you say you meditate until your meditation very fantastic, no meaning. So those who can see all this, they will know this is not the way to meditate. The way to meditate is meditation can bring about great transformation in you. In the way you understand life, you understand relationship. That transformation will make you different. Then you have a lot more virtue, a lot more kindness, a lot more gratitude towards the world and what people has done for you. And you are very kind, very sincere, very helpful. You are sensitive to relationship and people's feeling. You are not selfish anymore. You are willing to sacrifice for your loved one, for people who need your help. So all this is what the meditation should actually bring about. Then of course when you develop the real Dhamma, the real understanding, you not only have this virtue, you will have this wisdom and understanding to be at peace with all people and all situations. Anytime, anywhere, any place, you are beautiful, you are peaceful, you are happy, you are mindful. Then you can understand life very well. Then you can be a blessing to all. And that is what meditation is all about. So a good check is, if your ego become less and less and finally no more, you realize the Dhamma that has made you very different. You have a lot of humility. Then you understand that this one form and mind is not you, it's just a karmically conditioned vehicle and tool for you to use to live life. Then you become very different. Then you can accept the realities of life and existence. First noble truth reality will not affect you anymore. Then you are beautiful. Then you have this understanding that the egoic mind that is heedless will lead to downfall. That's why you will never, never break your precept again. You will never, never allow your mind to be heedless again. You will be determined through the faith, through the sadha virya. Then you train your mind to develop sati. Then from there, stabilize it to make it become samadhi. Then with sati and samadhi, you can see clearly there is clarity. There is understanding. That's why you can develop wisdom, panya, the last spiritual faculty. Then with the spiritual faculty, you can understand spiritual teaching. That's how you start. Need to train your mind, train. After you have trained, don't be gullible anymore. Use it to meditate. Now with this understanding, you will progress very fast. I already said three things. If you are sincere, if you have the faith and you persevere, the Dhamma will be there, the path will be there, and you will make it, you will awaken. So these three things I write down. After I go to rub again. Never mind, this food one, no need to write there yet. This is for our own consumption. You need to write the food bill, all those things or not, Suyan? Oh, you have given it in the paper. Okay, that one give to Sifu. Okay. When you have these three things, you will progress very fast. First is sincerity. When you are sincere about this way, sincerity. Correct spelling or not? R-I-T-Y. Correct, huh? Number two is faith. When you have sadha, faith. Then when you can persevere, means endure and just do. Don't complain, why I so chow on? How come still no result? Persevere means what? You just based on your sincerity and faith. Sincerity means you are not deluded by what you are developing. You are cultivating sincerely to develop wisdom to free the mind, so you won't get yourself entangled. Otherwise, you can debate, then go into energy field. Then the way is no more. Then you have the faith in the Buddha and the Dhamma, it will drive you. It will bring about the understanding, to have a lot of gratitude and respect for the Buddha, then you will have a lot of understanding that this Buddha Dhamma that he has taught is very important. That's why it gives rise to the virya. The virya will allow you to persevere. So this one come about because of understanding that drives you. When you see the importance of this training, to cultivate. So this is also part of virya. The rest are not important. With this, you will move. Then based on the sharing with all the important understanding repeated many times, you will know what to do. Because you will know what sati is. Then you know why you train your mind to have sati and stabilize it to be ever mindful. Then use it to cultivate the meditation as taught by the Buddha to become constantly meditative. Then the mental hindrance, the spiritual faculty, you know what to do. This is how you can progress. Then have a good religious routine, so that you can carry this training back to daily life. Otherwise, like the Buddha said, the heedless are as if dead. Even if you can be heedful and mindful throughout the retreat, so what? When you go back to your old way, heedless again. So daily mindfulness is very important. Like just now, I think Monica came to talk to me. He said, well, Theo, yeah, daily mindfulness is very important. That's why she has this gratitude. She was full of joy and he said, thank you. Because after she did this daily mindfulness for the past 2-3 years or 3 over years, she realized sitting becomes so easy when it comes to retreat. The mind settled down so fast. Not like last time. Had to train, had to do this, do that. So everything just falls into place. That's why when you understand, meditation becomes very easy and very, very direct. Then you don't debate. And you can actually accomplish it in a very short time. Okay? Yeah. Okay, now we continue from where we stopped. We were at page... Where did we stop? 157 or... 5.3.12, huh? Oh yes, now I remember. Huh? So this person asked the question, very interesting, huh, before that. You mean after attending all the retreat, I come back, I still have not started the real meditation. You ask yourself whether you have started. If you don't go into daily mindfulness, you are not really developing the four foundation of mindfulness. You cannot see your defilement. Your latent tendency, you cannot root it out. No way. Then 5.3.1.2. Understanding the content of consciousness. Now this one is very important. Now after you have developed the understanding, you can really laugh because heedlessness is like that. The mundane mind is like that. And you cannot differentiate between the two. Means what? Your true mind and the thinking mind, which is also the mundane mind, or deluded Sakkaya Ditti mind, with self-delusion. Then what else did Krishnamurti say? I move on. Krishnamurti say, awareness on the other hand is not self-induced, nor is it the outcome of a practice. It is an understanding which is wisdom, to understand what thought is, and all the related problem that thought had created. So awareness, you cannot practice on. It was there all the while. Understand? As long as you are silent, the heedless thinking stop, then that thing will shine forth. Like the sun's ray is ever radiating and shining in there. You know why you go day and night or not? Huh? Why at night no sun or not? Huh? Because Earth is a round globe. So when it rotates to the other side, the front part got sunlight, at the back no sunlight. Doesn't mean the sunlight is not there. Then it's like in the daytime, if there is no cloud, the sunlight shines forth. If there is cloud, you get clouded. So your true mind is the same. It's ever shining, eternally aware. Since birth, connected. But you didn't have the awareness of it because the thought come in. You are so conditioned since young. Then you use thought so rampantly, so frequently, until that thinking is like something that you must do, and otherwise you cannot understand life, you cannot live life. So thinking has become habitual, and you use it so often, so rampantly, until you forgot that there is another mind that you can use. It's like the fish, they thought Earth is just water. You tell the fish there is another environment which is called air and land. They will say you crazy. Yeah. Since birth they see only water, they only swim in the water. But on the fish net when they are caught, oh, then they realize, wow, I've got such environment, air and land. So it's just like meditation. When you meditate and you are silent, then you realize, hey, there is such a thing as a silent mind, an awareness nature that can be aware. But this one cannot come out and live life, understand not? Well, this one is not a person. But this one can give rise to direct seeing, wisdom, understanding. Then when the form and mind connected to this, have this understanding and wisdom, it's no longer deluded. Then you will not get into trouble. You will not cling. You will not grasp. You will not hold. You will not suffer because it understands through the wisdom. That's why you can say that form and mind is enlightened because of this wisdom. But that fellow is not you, understand not? That's why you got no ego, understand not? You will never think that, I'm the Arahant, no? I'm enlightened, no? If you think like that, then the enlightenment is the egoic mind that don't have the understanding. So thought can create a lot of illusion in you, a lot of make-believe in you. Because when people has not penetrated the true awakening, this thought will arise. Then they will have this, what they call, ego, starting to become stronger and stronger and stronger. For those who can see the ego, it's very good. One of the Kayamita came and see me and share with me, is it brother, really? After he came to know through listening to my sharing, he said he realized last time he did one all thought-based. Then you know what happened? After he tried to reverse the meditation to do my way, he said, brother, I got a problem. Every time I try to silent, relax and meditate, the old habit come back. Go and do back the same old method and technique. Like very difficult to push away. I say because this is habitual tendency. It takes a while. The spiritual faculty need to be stabilized. Then every time it come and do, then you tell yourself, this is how your mundane mind get conditioned into it. So these habits are very difficult to kick, understand, or drop, like cigarette smoking, drinking. Once you become addicted, that's why it becomes mechanical. You keep on wanting to do. Then when it do, it build up the energy and all things. Then he also told me he realized last time when he did that type of meditation, he said the ego, he can see, you know, later, become stronger and stronger, more and more ego. Then he realized not the right one. That's why he, in that sense, he has wisdom. Then he said, I will drop it. But his problem is the habitual way of meditating, keep on coming back. Understand? Well, you must have done it very long. It's just like past life you do that type of meditation. Just like you come, you also do the same one. Nobody need to teach you. So you have to sometime, because it's karmic obstruction, you have to ask for forgiveness. Because when you ask for forgiveness, you say, whomsoever from the distant past until now, whether knowingly or unknowingly, that I have misled or caused them to do the wrong meditation and go the wrong way, I sincerely would like to ask for forgiveness. And may this sincere apology or forgiveness be accepted. Then after that, you invoke the power of merits. By the power of whatever merits that this nature of mine has cultivated since understanding this way, attending retreat, listening to Dhamma, straightening the view, may arise the causes and conditions for me to break this karmic obstruction, for my nature to break this karmic obstruction. Then, to have the causes and conditions to move forward so that this karmic obstruction can be dissolved. Then I can develop the real understanding of the Dhamma so that my meditation can progress accordingly. You aspire like that. It will help you. Then whatever that the karmic obstruction try to block, it can dissolve. So sometimes meditation is like that. You don't know what you have done in the past. But it's okay, because as long as you understand, then you're willing to change, it will bring forth the result. Then after that, you must determine life after life not to be deluded anymore. You want to really seek the wise one with the true understanding of the Dhamma. You don't want to mislead or don't want to mislead people again. So these are the understanding that you must develop. Then you can change whatever that has already happened. You have to introduce new condition. Okay? So this one is for your sharing. If you have this problem, you know what to do. Then according to Jai Krishnamurti, he said, content of consciousness means the hidden as well as the superficial. What are the hidden? Louder. Not only latent tendency, they are subconscious and unconscious. Understand? So this one, the hidden one, is deep down below the surface. Understand? Anyway, superficial means conscious, on the conscious one, when you are awake, when you are conscious of life, but you are not mindful and aware of life. So you are conscious of life. So the superficial one, a lot, the content of consciousness, your intention and all those things, your wrong view, your emotion, your whatever mind state, they are all on the superficial. But your hidden fear, understand? Your subconscious release of all this phobia, your unhappy moment and all those things, they are still there. The latent tendency is about wrong view, mainly wrong view, the evil root. We have no condition, it cannot arise. Got condition, it arises. There is latent tendency, means down there, dormant. But this subconscious and unconscious, when you are not sleeping, resting, it will not surface. Where these are trapped. Accumulated. Then the mind has to find order, because the mind is in disorder. You know what is disorder or not? Like a country, no law, no order, chaos, isn't it? So disorder, how to find order? You have to apply all the rules, like the law of karma, all has to come in. Then you live according to this nature's law. There is law and order, then you don't make mistake as well. Then you don't have to do anything. But if it's in the state of disorder in the day, at night, how does it find order? It has to release out all this trap, fear, phobia, hidden insecurity, negativity. That's why you have nightmare. Understand? You have all those type of funny dream, that make you like, wow, you wake up that time, you call it nightmare. Understand? Then sometimes the subconscious really, you can see, you know, these are the frivolous thinking that you have been doing, then you accumulate, then it will release. These are more towards the surface type, but slightly below the conscious, slightly below the superficial. Okay, I read on, you understand. The hidden is your subconscious and unconscious. So now you understand. Subconscious and your unconscious. It hasn't released out. It only releases out when you sleep or rest. Because the mind generates itself, understand, heal itself. When you don't think heedlessly, you allow the mind, brain to rest, then the brain will like recuperate and heal itself. It can release out, understand. If all this hidden fear, phobia, insecurity, like your whatever, hatred, anger, jealousy, they get very strong and very deeply deposited inside there. You know? Because when it happened that time, your mind, either you feel it intensely or what, that it went into your subconscious and unconscious. You know? And this one cannot release one. You know? Sometimes it stays there very long. You can also say it's in a way like anusaya, latent tendency, because no condition cannot come out. So all this hidden fear, when there is condition, it suddenly release or not. But they are all born of your evil roots of greed, hatred and delusion. So in that sense, it's also latent tendency. But latent tendency can come out during the conscious moment. Understand? The hidden one and the subconscious, conscious moment cannot come out. Even got condition or what, it cannot come out. Yeah, these are phobia. Your insecurity and all those things. It is deposited there without you knowing. Then you will have to release out. Okay, we go on. That one you cannot see. Whereas superficial is the conscious mind. So you have to develop the whole understanding of the whole content of that so-called thought, which is related to your so-called problem. When you grasp and cling deludedly to the thought, which is your five aggregate of form and mind, five mental aggregate of form and mind, they will become grasping aggregate, and then suffering will arise. So your whole of suffering or problem, which is related to the content, both the hidden and the superficial, you must develop the understanding of it. Then how do you do it? This one is very good. What did Krishnamurti say? The surface or the superficial must be understood first for the hidden to show itself. Understand not? If you are not aware, if you can't even see the superficial and the surface, how can you see the hidden, the subconscious and the unconscious? It's only when you are mindful and now in the midst of living life, conscious moment, then you can be aware. Then you can see all this hidden defilement, the evil roots. Then, when you understand these are the ones that cause the subconscious and the unconscious, when you are sleeping, dreaming, can you be aware? Can you be aware? Cannot, because you don't have the wisdom. You don't have the understanding. But when you have the wisdom and the understanding, the awareness can go into your sleep. Understand? Then when this subconscious release, or this, what they call unconscious release, the awareness can see them, and you know what they are. Then later on, you recall back in the daytime what you do. Then you realize these are the ones coming out. Then later, there is a lot of transformation. Then you start to understand. Yeah, last time, I saw all this. When I was, initially, I couldn't went into the sleeping state. Then when I go through the dream, then I realized, certain dream come out. No? Then I ask myself, why come this? Oh, then I realize it connected to my daily life. No? Connected to what I actually do. No? If I give it a thought or meaning, it gets accumulated very fast. No? Then it will have to release out. Then later on, when all the release until no more, then only it go down. Deeper into the subconscious and the unconscious. Then this release through the awareness, you can see them on. And most of them are like, you thought there is no connection, no hit, no deal. Sometimes here release a bit, then the story tell, and you hear that another story. These are all your hidden, unconscious and subconscious. But without mindfulness, you cannot see. That's why Krishnamurti is very wise. Isn't it? The surface must be understood for the hidden to show itself. The hidden cannot be exposed if the surface is not quiet. And now you understand. Surface not quiet means what? You don't have sati. You are not aware. That's why you cannot go into the hidden defilement. So when the chattering is still going on, how can you meditate? This is what Krishnamurti is telling you. Understand. Oh, no, no. Can you understand? Again, understand or not? Can you understand? The mundane mind or thinking mind has to be quiet. Only then is sati and samadhi there. Then only you can meditate. Otherwise, the spiritual faculty of sati and samadhi cannot arise. That's why the spiritual faculty is very important. That's why now you see the similarity. What is sati? I always use that term broken English. Sati is what? Malaysian style. Eat already or not? Japalewe. Translate for Hokkien. Have you eaten? Our English, I tell you, first class. Break no eat also got. Translate for Hokkien, break bo jia. The Englishman who originated the language cannot understand you. Huh? Your break must eat one. Just a silent inner awareness and samadhi. Oh, sorry. Just a silent inner awareness and samadhi is the stability of it. Now you understand. This sati and samadhi you have not developed yet. I put also not developed. This style of English, kaulan, as yet. And you want to meditate. So now you understand. Without the spiritual faculty, very difficult. That's why you have to stabilize it, then meditation becomes easy. And when you have spiritual faculty, only you can do daily mindfulness. Understand? Can follow or not? So who meditate? The thought meditate. The spiritual faculty are still not there. And you want to meditate. That's why they are wasting their time. Oh, I put you. Maybe now not you. They. That's why they are wasting their time. That time I teach the Kayamita, they still don't know. That's why I use you. That's why you are wasting your time. Now I don't do you. I say, that's why they are wasting their time. You feel good, Oh, you got A, but I got sati already. I'm not wasting my time. Now I know how to cultivate already. Thought-based meditation has this problem because the thought is actively noting and labeling concept after concept. I miss out the word focusing, concentrating. Next word explain it very well. J. Krishnamurti explained to us how verbalization dulls the mind. So I will read the quote to you again. Krishnamurti said, "The surface must be understood for the hidden to show itself. The hidden cannot be exposed if the surface mind is not quiet." So this first part, can understand? Then silence the mundane mind to develop wisdom or understanding. So you have to really, really silence the mundane mind to develop the understanding. The whole process of understanding the thought has nothing to do with the word or verbalization. Nor is it a matter of mere experience. The experience is also from the thought. Can you understand? Who experience? The thought experience. Pleasant, unpleasant feeling. Understand not? Or emotion, nice or not nice. Awareness doesn't experience anything. Awareness just awaken. It's not a mind state. Awareness has got no mental state. And there is no like or dislike. The experiencing comes from the mundane mind. So the next word is, what did Krishnamurti use? Verbalization. And verbalization indicates what? You look at the original quote, huh? Then somebody answers, where they read from the quote, I say, yes, dullness of mind. When you verbalize, you dull your mind. Understand? You talk a lot. You comment a lot. You become heedless. That's why your mind becomes dull. There is no awareness. There is no clarity. And, well, I say you all some more. You all some more go and note rising, falling. Maybe no more you all. And they all. Some more go and note rising, falling, falling, falling. Or rising, rising, falling, falling, etc. Then thinking. To make your mind even more dull. Understand? Huh? Because you are repetitive. Then you don't know what you are doing. You are not developing awareness. You are creating more concept, more thought. But if you understand how to do chanting, then it's different. The vibration come out and the awareness is aware of it, which is not the thought noting another thought. When you are aware of the thought, it is a different thing. It is a tea. Thought will arise. Because upon contact, it will trigger off. And there is awareness which can be with the moment of contact at the moment of that arising of consciousness. Just like what the Buddha said, in the seeing is just a seeing consciousness. That's why I say when you have the stability of mind, you can be at the moment of perception, at the moment of contact, at the moment of consciousness. Means pure consciousness without its contact. You can stay there. No sound. It is just a seeing consciousness. When sati is aware of the moment of consciousness, then it can understand how the mind, conditioned by its content of consciousness, move and stir inside. You can be with the moment to be aware of them all. That's why sati can see thought, and sati can see all the aggregates of thought. But thought cannot see sati. So this one is a very important understanding, because J. Krishnamurti said verbalization indicates dullness of mind. That's why when you verbalize, when you think a lot, when you comment, chatter, you become heedless. That's why it dulls your mind. Means your true mind. Understand? Clouded by it. No more clarity. And experience means what? Cumulative means what? Ah, yes. Memory. You accumulate what you experience as memory. This one is easy to understand. All of your life experience, good and bad, you accumulate them in your memory. The worst is your scars of memory. You know what is scars of memory? When you get hurt, there is scars there. Or you're going to accumulate all those. Your frustration, your unhappy moment, your sad moment, your phobia, your insecurity. Why you want to accumulate all this? Over means over. The past is already gone. Future yet to come. Present moment. And like Guangqing Lao Sang say, 做完了,没事了. So when you have this clear understanding, you won't waste time on all this. You won't accumulate all this. Because when you accumulate all your fear, phobia, your anger, your hatred, and your insecurity, what happened to you? Thought is respond to memory. It will come and haunt you, understand? That's why this one is like dormant. No condition cannot arise. Got condition? Wow, the fear, the insecurity, the unhappiness, the hate, the hatred, the envy, the jealousy, all spring up when there is condition. That's why Mahayana Buddhism said the second noble truth is accumulation. Ji. They are not wrong, no? That's why Ku Ji Mie Tao. They never say suffering, samudaya, cause of suffering. Actually, both also correct. Because when you understand, when you accumulate, there is grasping, clinging, holding, understand? Which is craving, also the same meaning, cause of suffering. The Four Noble Truths, they recite as Ku Ji Mie Tao. Now the Mandarin etiquette will understand. It never says cause of suffering as the second noble truth. It says you continue to accumulate suffering. There is accumulation. So accumulation being cumulative makes for repetition. That's why you create thought. Yeah? And all this become mechanical, autopilot. You know why Jai Krishnamurti say that? When you accumulate as memory, that is your downfall. Because if you cannot see that it's just a thought that you retrieve via your memory, that it will condition your craving, your positive and negative craving, because you had that experience before. Let's say you come across nice food and beautiful experience or good meditation. Then what happened? Next time when you do your meditation or when you eat something, you want to compare. And you want to measure through what? Through your memory. Then you will say, wow, last time that shop, the food very nice. And my last meditation also was so beautiful. Then you make a wish, how nice if I can repeat the experience. This is craving, yet he don't know. Then your meditation become what? Good and bad meditation. Then what are you doing? Then where is your heedfulness? Where is your training of the mundane mind? Then where is the Noble Eightfold Path? That's how you lost your focus. Can you understand? Huh? Because you get distracted by the very peaceful and calm state of that meditative experience. That's why Jai Krishnamurti said, experience being cumulative makes for repetitiveness. So this is where the heedless will do, like that. So when they accumulate all these experiences, good and bad, they will accumulate, build up. Then it makes for repetitiveness. You become habitual. Then like autopilot. Then thought is respond to memory. It keep on coming out. Meaning you want it to be repeated. That's how you develop habit. It means you constantly do it until it become habitual. Means your conditioning. In Mandarin, it's called sequan. Understand? Sequan. Your things that you do regularly. You call it habit, isn't it? That's why your habitual tendency. That's how you get into delusion. That's how you get afflicted. When things don't go your way, and when you cannot get what you want, suffering is the result. And that is one of the first noble truth reality, when things don't go your way. That can condition one's suffering. And you still happily are playing with it, thinking that you are very great. Wow, I want to meditate until I can get back that state. So now, you start to understand why all these are actually foolishness and delusion. Now you can understand. Clinging to good and bad meditation is not the purpose of the Buddha's meditation. But a lot of people attach to good meditation. They crave for it. They want to experience it. So this is where they go wrong, because they are not focused. They don't understand what is meditation. So awareness is not determination. The next line is what? The title English. Awareness is not a matter of determination. That's why you cannot determine to be aware or want to be aware. Oh, not yet. 2:30, another 10 minutes. You cannot determine to be aware, because who determined? The thought determined. For purposive direction is resistant. That is what Krishnamurti said. And because thought direct means you want things your way. That's why you resist. That's why I say you have to accord and flow. If you want to be free. Meditation is not about resisting anything. You just relax, silent, accord and flow. And be with the moment. Then you will understand. That's why I say don't resist. If you resist, you have suffering. Understand that accord and flow. Then talk to people. Communicate with them. Then Jai Krishnamurti continue. Which tends towards exclusiveness. Means what? The egoic mind wants that me and I can do this implies very exclusive. I already improved. My meditation is already not bad. And all these other thought. So that's why when you determine, then there is a direction. There is a goal where you want to walk towards to. That's why the ego build up, understand? Exclusive. Oh, I can do, no. These people meditate so long also cannot do. How? Very exclusive. Oh, you still think you hell or great. Then the ego actually stirring. But cannot see. We are lack awareness. And don't have wisdom. That's why the moment you want to be an arahant, you are dead. Because the becoming kills you spiritually. Because craving got three there. Craving for the senses, sensual craving. Second one, craving to be, bawa tangha. Then craving not to be, vibhava tangha. So you got craving and you want to be an arahant. I want to be an arahant. Got a want and a craving. And I. And the ego. So how can that two, what they call atta and the craving, bring forth the realization of arahantship? Cannot. The moment you have craving, you cannot realize the enlightenment. So don't try to become anything. Just silent and sincerely, patiently cultivate. Then you will awaken. The moment the mundane mind awakens and realizes itself and sees, that's wisdom. Without wisdom, it cannot cease. And when the wisdom arises, there is no more delusion. That's why you could see things as they are. You awaken to the three universal characteristics of nature. There is no more delusion. And thought will have no more power over you. Then you see things as they are, which is beyond thought, beyond time. Otherwise, you will continue to use thought, which is psychological time. Then you will be trapped in time and trapped within the field of thought. Then the mystery of life unfolds. Then next one is what? Means the Krishnamurti quote. After awareness is the silent and choiceless observation of what is, etc., it said, in this awareness, the problem unrolls itself. I prefer to use the word unfold itself. This can happen because when you were silent and aware, the phenomena will tell you the story. Your silent mind will understand. The awareness without thought will awaken to it and understand what it is. That is how you will understand without word, how contact trigger of consciousness. Not only consciousness, within the content that you put in, you input into, there is also feeling, which will simultaneously also arise. You will come to know them all, not through the textbook, but through the one, not through the one-dimensional dependent origination that said upon contact, feeling arise. This is the traditional one over three lifespan. Then you go and look for that feeling. This is so gullible, isn't it? Just like the physics experiment. Upon contact, consciousness comes to be. The mind becomes conscious first. And then within, there is also the content of consciousness where perception and feeling also arise. That feeling will be stirred and be conditioned into craving because of your self-delusion, sakkayaditti. Due to your lack of wisdom or yoniso manasikara at the moment of contact, you got instead a yoniso manasikara or unwise attention. So this is how living being gets into trouble or get themselves entangled. So when you understand all this, the whole mystery of life, like slowly unfold itself. Wow, the English kaulat. I didn't know my English was so bad at that time. Because direct transcript, no Kayamita who got good English to help at that time. Now we got a lot. Nancy, Sia, even Lily also very good. I realized the English are very good. Yeah? Then I realized Lily was an English teacher before. Oh, that's why she was very good. Then we also have Wan Chi to help. Then also, I think, Chui, Chui is very good. He edit people's book one. No. That's why, that time she helped me. That's why the later transcript or the English improved a lot. She was the one that tell me, brother, you know, your English is horrible. I said, why? You got so many of these, understand or not, true or not. I said, why cannot? It is colloquial English, is it? Not among English. Then he said, people whole book, maximum one or two, and they put, can you understand? They never say, understand or not. Then only I saw my mistake. Wow. That's why you have to learn that way. So those who can see, they can point out. Then the woman, my English old child, when she explained to me, I say, yeah, you are right. I really horrible. That's why I told you, English language is not my cup of tea. but, yes. Yes. So, Susan said, because I put it that way, she can understand better. Well, it's like, highlight, well, my style, understand or not? If you are used to my style, we are Malaysian, colloquial. So, we speak Hokkien also can understand. So, language not important. But, we say, this one, no. Brother Teo, your this book, if it's got good English, it will go around the globe. No? But with this type of colloquial English, you know what the English educated one say? The English also like that, read for what? Understand? They believe your English like that, your Dhamma also like that. Understand? That's why they don't want to read your book. And a lot of English educated, good English, I say, what type of author is it? Grammar also don't know one. So many English words, yeah, they are not Malaysian, so they cannot understand that. You go and put break no eat, So what is something we have to actually listen. That's why I listen. I also not like other people. I'm the cikgu. Who are you? Then finish already. Then cuy, walk off. But luckily, I understand that I appreciate that. I wrote to her, thank you so much for your input and contribution. Then I was told by Sister Lee, he still not recover from the snatch teeth problem earlier on. Comic, because he kena three times already. And this time quite bad. So later on, we see how when we got time, when we meditate, we radiate some metta, then I invoke some power of merits to help her recover. Now she dare not come to retreat because she's scared anything happen. There is no medical attention or medical facilities. So she now dare not travel, dare not go China or something. So anyway, we will play our role because of affinity. Okay, we go on. This one is very good. That day I told Brother Chia and a few Kainamita, how the back door, the egoic mind through the back door come back. So when you understand all this, the whole mystery of life is slowly unfold, slowly unfold itself. Then you will start to understand how you function as a human being following the dependent origination. That's why when you develop the silent mind, don't try to know anything. Remember, Susan? Don't try to know. And when you meditate, don't try to know. Or try to say, is this sati? Is this anicchang? Or is this what the Buddha meant by anatta? But after the meditation, you can reflect. You can contemplate. But when you are meditating or doing it, never do that. If you do that, means what? Actually, should be, what do you mean? Thought. Very good. Wow, very good. The thought is trying to come in from the back door to tell you all these things. Then how can you be in sati anymore? Who say it is anicchang? Again, your thought. That is why Dhamma-based and thought-based meditation will have all this problem. You know what is Dhamma base or not? Huh? Too much knowledge. And so, knowledge, Dhamma knowledge. That's why you know anicchang, dukkang, anatta, or important universal characteristic. I must see it. Finish already. I must see. The Buddha said, in the seeing, is only the seeing consciousness. No one to see. But the I, the ego, the sakkayaditti, so strong and want to see. Because they say, if I see, I insight, I awaken. True or not? Logical. Isn't it? Your insight is not INSIGHT. INSIDE. Because he went inside the sun. It didn't insight into the phenomena. It went into the phenomena. Means what? You look for that Dhamma. That Dhamma is what you are focusing and perceiving. But the Dhamma is like the finger pointing at the thing. So how can you realize the thing when you are inside the Dhamma? So without understanding, it's very difficult for you to penetrate. Oh, okay, come. Let him come in. Sorry. We stop.